This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's been 50 years today since the launch of the first lunar mission that actually put men on the moon, Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong, Edwin Bud Aldrin, and Michael Collins set off on the 8-day mission to the moon and back on this date. A guest of honor at an anniversary gala a few days ago at the Ronald Reagan Library, Aldrin lamented the lack of continued space travel since that milestone mission.
50 years of non-progress. I think we all ought to be a little ashamed that we can't do better than that.
Today is also an anniversary of a Kennedy family tragedy, as on this date in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and her sister were killed in the crash of a small plane that John Jr. was piloting off the coast of Cape Cod. President Trump now ordering most steel and iron used in federal contracts come from U.S. companies. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees are reportedly being investigated after inappropriate posts turn up in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials saying the employees allegedly made jokes about dead migrants at the border and made sexist comments about Latina congresswomen. 62 of the workers in the probe are current employees. 8 of them are ex-workers. Officials say so far investigations into 2 of them have wrapped up and their cases have been handed over to CBP for disciplinary action, but it's unclear what kind of action they'll face. One candidate for prime minister in the United Kingdom is drawing a line in the sand when it comes to the so-called special relationship. Boris Johnson says he would not currently back the United States if it took military action against Iran. U.S.-Iranian tensions have escalated since President Trump opted out of the nuclear deal with the Middle Eastern country. When he took office, the EU's been trying to de-escalate tensions in the Persian Gulf while condemning Trump, who's imposed sanctions against Iran and continues to try to keep Europe from trading with that nation. And Jennifer Lopez was able to finish her concert at Madison Square Garden last night when it was cut short Saturday by the blackout. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, and by the way, I want you to know this for the record, okay? I don't think Nancy Pelosi's racist. I don't think Donald Trump is racist. I mean, this whole racist card, I mean, it's like a bookend here. You've got this race card that throws out, and on the other side, the other bookend is political correctness. I don't know about you, but I've had it with both of them. You know, it's like I've had a fill with political correctness. I mean, we just can't be honest, straightforward, and say, hey, this is what's happening in our world without offending people and understanding. Look, we're trying to arrive to a solution here. But if you have to watch every jot and tittle and word that you say, you know, because you're afraid of offending somebody and being hashtagged and hit with a race card, I mean, enough of this stuff already. Dr. Michael Brown is with us. We're going to be talking about his new book, Jezebel's War with America. Michael, I want to bring you on here for just a moment because I was saying as we were connecting here, that this whole race card issue, and it seems to be that's the default weapon of choice by those on the left to invalidate and to stop any more conversation. If I throw the race card out, that's it. That shuts your mouth and takes you out of the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And my issue with the Trump tweets, I didn't think they were wise. Obviously, they weren't accurate in that only one of the senators and reps in question had come from another country. But I didn't take him as racist. A racist says, I don't want you here. Get out of my country.
Right.
What he said was, if you've got all the solutions, if America's so bad, go back and fix your own countries and then come back and tell us how to do it. Mm-hmm. So it was certainly not the way to unify people and maybe not the smartest thing politically. But I didn't find anything racist in it, obviously.
Right.
Again, a racist says, get out of here. Don't come home. Get out. In fact, I was talking to my wife about the tweets, and she said, yeah, but you don't tell people leave the country. I said, did you read the rest of it? She hadn't read the rest of it. Normally, that's the first thing. She's looking at it. She says, the media's misreporting. But because it was everywhere, you just think that's all that he said. So
right.
In context, yeah, I wish he didn't say it. It was typical Trump, you know, with the good and the bad. But was it racist? No. Look.
Yeah.
I was recently calling out a ministry for being anti-Semitic and for bashing Israel constantly. What do? They turn around and call me a racist. Like, racist based on what?
Yes, exactly.
You want to try to do something, stop the conversation, demonize, and that's the word of choice.
Exactly. Well, and again, in context, here we are. It's been an incredible week here on the heels of Independence Day. It wasn't that long ago we celebrated the 243rd birthday of this country. And suddenly, it just seems that, Michael, that, you know, red, white, and blue is a problem for people. I mean, what is going on here? You know, you think of the people that have paid the, you know, the families even that are paying the ultimate price for us to enjoy our freedoms. We just had people, you know, dozens of people raising their hand, promising fidelity to this country, becoming new citizens. Those are the stories that we need to hear about. They were the ones that are coming from oppressive governments, which is the same thing our founding fathers did. They came from oppressive government, from an oppressive government, and said, we don't want to live this way anymore. And they come up with this great American experiment, which, you know, compared to anything else in the land, and hey, look, let's have the conversation. If you think being a socialist is the way to go, hey, let's have a reasonable conversation. Let's sit down and let's hash this out. And but the socialists and the AOCs of the world, they don't want to come on the show. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to lay out their plan. They'll lay out their plan when in an echo chamber and talk about the new Green Deal and talk about things that are going to totally upend and transform the country, which, oh, that's right, Barack Obama said that he was going to do, and he came very close to doing it, and we're still getting out from underneath the devastation that his policies put upon the people of America.
Yeah, look, here's the long and short of it. If America was so bad, people would be doing their best to get out of the country.
What?
The fact is people are swarming in from all around the world to get into our country. It is the land of opportunity. With all of our faults and shortcomings, we're one of the most amazing countries on the planet, and certainly where we came from so quickly from the colonies to being who we were in this world superpower, there's a lot that's amazing about America. People come to our schools from around the world. People come here for business opportunities. When I was being driven to the airport right around July 4th from New York City, the driver was from Pakistan, been here since the 1980s, and he said to me, no one who comes to America goes back. You know, that was just his perspective. So the thing is, July 4th, you really got the feeling that, and again, I'm a registered independent, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And to me, my allegiance is to the Lord, not to a party. But it was interesting that the tone from the president was one of celebrating our country, and the tone you were getting from a lot of the Democrats was, what a bad country. It's July 4th. What a bad country.
Right.
We'd be ashamed to be Americans. And I thought, you know, just political pragmatism would tell you that if you want to run for the president of the country, you ought to be a little bit more patriotic sounding.
Right.
But
right.
Obviously there are deeper issues to talk about. But for sure, mm-hmm. We've got to call things as we see them.
Well, maybe to wrap a bow on this just a little bit, maybe what Donald Trump did was kind of release a little bit of a valve, because let me tell you, I've been hearing more and more frustration, Michael, where people are just saying, look at, you know, the attack on America. I mean, here it is, just as you said, 4th of July, all of a sudden the Betsy Ross flag is a problem. We got Colin Kaepernick getting reintroduced back into the conversation and the culture, getting tennis shoes canceled. We've got a USA women's soccer team that we are, you know, cheering on. And we hear the language and the, you know, the incivility, you know, targeted toward our president. Now, you may choose that Donald Trump is not your president, you know, fine. But you know what? For 63 million people, he is America's president. And out of respect for the office and the things that are being said, even by elected officials, it's beyond disgusting. I mean, it's like you want to grab everybody, you know, and put both your loving hands on their cheeks and really talk in their face in a very loving sort of way to say, look at this, doesn't serve the purpose. You know, this is, you are not solving any problems with that kind of rhetoric. You're creating more problems and emotionalizing, you know, this rhetoric in such a way that it's detrimental for all. I mean, it's ugly. It's poison that's going out there. And Donald Trump, as a businessman, understands that. Michael, you know, when you have a team and an organization, you want everybody to be lockstep. You want everybody to have agreement on the vision and the passion of where you're going. And here it is. Donald Trump gives up his business. He sacrifices his family, comes here to become president of the United States. And from day one, you know, they've been putting a stick in his spokes. They've investigated him three ways to Sunday. They've done everything they can to denigrate his administration and his presidency. How is that fair?
Yeah, look, the fact is he's had a lot of things stacked against him very intensely, very, very intensely. And yet he's a fighter.
Yes.
And
He's from New York, so we understand that. And I guess some of us do, and maybe we understand that. That's why he had it with the vitriol, and finally had to just say enough of this stuff and let it fly. But I'm like you. I mean, I'm disappointed that because here it was. I mean, all things considered, the Democrats were imploding on themselves. I mean, these four women, particularly AOC, had already tossed out the race card on the leader of her party. So then Donald Trump says, "Oh, that's okay. I'll take the salvo for Nancy Pelosi." Right?
Really?
We gotta love politics. It's so much fun. Aren't you glad you're here? We've got more from Michael Estes.
The number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your moment. You come to fight, keep going.
ready for your comeback? Okay, get prepared. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Dr. Michael Brown continues with us, founder, president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and president of Fire School of Ministry, the author of more than 35 books, his latest of which we're going to talk about now, Jezebel's War with America, the Plot to Destroy Our Country, and What We Can Do to Turn the Tide. Why the book, Michael?
I started to look at America, and suddenly the light went on, and I was able to connect the dots. We know in the Bible Jezebel was the most wicked woman in the Word. She was from Phoenicia, so she was pagan. She married King Ahab of Israel, who was already a godless man. She led the nation deeper into idolatry and worship of Baal. She killed the prophet. She was murderous. She was a seductress in the Bible. She's associated with witchcraft. She emasculated men. And I started to look at things, and suddenly it hit me, wait a second. These are not 10 different sicknesses that America is suffering from.
Mm-hmm.
This is one concerted demonic attack. In other words, Jezebel's alive and well today, meaning the same demonic spirits that operated through Jezebel
right.
are operating again today. So,
Was she basically the original feminist?
Yeah, yeah. You could say that she's the original radical feminist. So you look at our society. We have a turning away from God and a turning to idols. We have the sexual seduction, porn, so that 8-year-old kids are getting exposed to porn. You have the rise of radical feminism. I don't mean a healthy respect for women. I don't mean equal pay for women doing the same job. No, I mean a despising of men, a despising of males. With that, you have the militant shout your abortion spirit. And remember, in ancient Israel, when they worshipped idols, they would also kill babies.
Exactly.
We've got the militant baby-killing spirit. We have the rise of witchcraft. You have today more witches than Presbyterians in America, and a real union between witchcraft and feminism. You have the war on gender, turning men into women, women into men. The overall emasculating of men in our society for years. You know, we've gone from father knows best to father's the ultimate jerk and idiot. And
exactly.
any man that really wants to be a man and cover his wife and children, he's now, that's toxic masculinity.
Exactly, right.
You've got the silencing of the prophetic voices so that people are afraid to speak up and speak out. And then, who is it that has the ultimate conflict with Jezebel in the Bible? It's King Jehu, who's described as reckless or a maniac. On the one hand, he was zealous for good. He wasn't a politician. He was a general. He's an outsider. He was zealous for good cause, but he created a lot of collateral damage. So with the presidency of Trump, a Jehu-type figure, whether you love him or loathe him, this has brought radical Jezebel spirit up to the surface. I mean, the pounding on the Supreme Court doors during the Kavanaugh hearing, and it hit me. This is the spiritual warfare we're engaged in.
Exactly.
We need to recognize these are not just different problems America has. This is Jezebel at war with America. And when we understand what we're dealing with spiritually, we can much better turn against it and defeat it.
Yeah, Michael, you know Jonathan Cahn, and we've had many discussions about this, and this is along the same track, is that we've got, and as well with King Jehu, and just as you are saying, Jehu is that prototypical figure of today's Donald Trump.
Yeah, in fact, it was last year, the day of the eclipse, and I was sitting in for a friend of mine interviewing Jonathan Cahn about his latest book. And during the interview, he mentioned the Jehu connection. And then I subsequently heard Joel Pollack, or read that he's an Orthodox Jewish editor with Breitbart, which
right.
is a very conservative website. And he likens Trump to Jehu. And then what I did in the book, I documented, I look at different translations where Jehu is referenced in 2 Kings 9. He drives recklessly. He drives like a maniac. He drives like a madman. I found newspaper headlines describing Trump as either reckless or madman or maniac.
Right.
I thought, this is unreal. And so here's the wild thing. When Jehu comes in conflict with Jezebel, she is up in a window. So first she paints her face. She's still the seductress, right? When that doesn't work clearly. He said, who's on my side? And says two or three eunuchs were there, and they throw her down out of the window, and she dies. So again, we're not talking about people. We're not trying to hurt people. We're talking about demonic forces that want to destroy America. But what's interesting is the eunuchs, the castrated males who stand up and throw her down. That's what has to happen in America. So much of church leadership has been castrated and lost its authority. So many individuals, look, a man who's bound by porn, he's lost his spiritual authority and sense of headship because he's not the man he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Women who used to be confident women, women in prayer, they in that sense have lost their authority. When we understand what we're dealing with, and as crazy as this sounds, Bill, I've had real kind of face-to-face, hand-to-hand, you could say, encounters with this demonic stronghold that you could call Jezebel. Mm-hmm. It happened to me on a ministry trip to India. It's happened a couple of times when I've really taken on these issues from a spiritual perspective. And next thing, it's like all hell breaks loose.
Exactly.
Next thing, it's just like you feel no sense of authority. You feel weakened. You think, what in the world is it? This is what we're facing. The good news is Satan has been defeated by the cross of Jesus.
Right.
The good news is, while we have earthly responsibility, and no one can say the devil made me do it, we also have spiritual responsibility. And if we will wake up and fight this spiritually, we can win. Last chapter of the book is How to Defeat Jezebel on a National Level. Chapter before that, How to Defeat Jezebel on a Personal Level.
Well, you know, compared to the prophet Elijah, and when he, of course, he had God on his side when he took on Jezebel. But even afterwards, after he won, it was he was so fearful, you know. And this is the thing, and God understands, you know, who we are in our humanity, our strengths and weaknesses. And as you point out so eloquently here, and I hope people are catching this, because this is a spiritual battle that we're dealing with. And in anything that is spiritual, we have to be in the right position in Christ in order to overcome it. I just had a serious conversation with Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family, who you probably know. And he's written a great book about the myths of the church, of the dying church. And what he points out in his book, Michael, is the church is dying in those areas where they have surrendered their position of authority. The ones that have compromised the doctrinal principles, the clear laws of God, they are the ones that are getting pummeled. They're losing, you know, followers. And when you look at it, when you look at all the numbers in the church and you use those numbers, then it leads you to the false presumption that the church is dying, when in fact, if you look at the other churches that are holding true to their positions of authority, as you stated earlier, those are the churches that are growing.
Yeah, in fact, the churches that have compromised are the ones that are bleeding members. The churches who have become like the world to win the world are losing members, because the world is already the world. When you show the world a better way through Jesus, when you have faith, when you show that you really believe, when you're not wishy-washy, that's when people will follow. Instead, this Jezebelic mentality that's this compromise, that intimidates by fear, that tries to get our eyes off the target, that's the way to fail, for sure. And around the world, where the church is growing, by leaps and bounds, it's growing where people are preaching Jesus in an unashamed way, holding to the truth of Scripture. You know, all the ones, well, you're old-fashioned, it's not going to work. This has been demonstrated for decades that it's absolutely the opposite. And let me just encourage all your listeners. The book comes out August 6th, but the publisher, I don't know, almost like they lost their mind. When you go to JezebelsWarWithAmerica.com and pre-order, you get over $50 of free books and materials. JezebelsWarWithAmerica.com.
Well, this is quite revealing, Michael. Thank you for being obedient to the Spirit in presenting this book, because we need to continue to enlighten people as to what's happening. I mean, it's like the children of Issachar. One of the things that you read about them continually was they knew the times, right? And it's important for God's people to know the times so that we are in alignment with God's intention and His kingdom purposes, right?
Absolutely. We know the times and understand what we should do.
Exactly. Dr. Michael Brown, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio Valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly one in three American adults has high cholesterol. People with elevated cholesterol levels have about twice the risk of heart disease than those with lower levels, okay? Lowering your cholesterol is an important step towards heart health, but it doesn't need to be a daunting, stress-filled problem. Now, a few small and yet, hey, fun lifestyle changes incorporated into your day-to-day routine can get you on the road to heart health today. And we have renowned cardiologist Dr. Kevin Campbell with us, and he's going to be here to talk about the latest facts about heart disease and share a few heart-healthy activities that can be incorporated into your daily routine. Dr. Campbell, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Hey, I'm really excited to have this conversation with you as we realize, I mean, there seems to be additional focus about our annual checkups and checking cholesterol. This has been, we're getting more and more information and more people are rightfully concerned about their cholesterol levels, right?
Absolutely. You know, cholesterol is one of the major risk factors for heart disease. We know that one in three Americans has high cholesterol, and, you know, that means that they don't necessarily even know they have high cholesterol. It's so important to understand what your individual risks are, to take stock in those risks, know your numbers, know your cholesterol, your blood pressure, what your blood sugar is, know if you have a family history of heart disease, certainly don't smoke if you're a smoker, and then you can start to take action to modify your diet and exercise, your lifestyle through diet and exercise modification to make an impact on those risk factors.
Well, speaking of, you know, statistics and that, let's talk about the latest statistics on heart health in the United States. What do they look like?
You know, it's almost half of Americans have at least three risk factors for heart disease, and that's significant. Almost a half a million Americans every single year die suddenly from sudden cardiac death related to heart disease. This is staggering. If you think about how many people are dying from heart disease every year, heart disease is the number one killer of American men and women, and it is second only in cause of death in America if you add up all types of cancers combined. It is epidemic in the United States.
Wow. Well, we're realizing that high cholesterol is an issue, and we understand it's a problem because, as you say, many of us walk around with increased cholesterol levels, and we don't even know it.
That's exactly right. So, you know, you really need to understand what your risks are and what your numbers are, and you can do that by working with your internist or family doctor to find out. And then once you know that, you can impact it by making simple changes. Let's think about it in terms of diet and exercise. For example, diet, you know, you can eat a healthy bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios that has almost a gram of soluble fiber in the morning, and that can help lower our cholesterol. That's a simple thing to do. You can also incorporate exercise into your lifestyle. The CDC says we need 150 minutes per week. That's only 10 minutes a day, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And you can do things like park at the back of the parking lot instead of the front so that you walk to the store. Maybe go out and do some gardening or yard work with your family, your kids, and, you know, promote that type of behavior among the younger generation as well. There's a lot of little things that we can do that can be fun.
I'm glad you point out the little things, because sometimes people think, oh, my goodness, I have to get ready for some kind of marathon. You know, it's kind of like the conversation I used to have with my dad. It's, Dad, all you got to do is just get up, get the blood circulating. You know, go walk to the corner and back. You know, go hold mom's hand and go walk together, you know, to the corner back. Just get, you know, get your body moving. And that's part of the challenge as we get older, as we get sedentary, and everything starts to lock up and works against us, doesn't it?
You know, you're exactly right. You know, it's amazing that people get so overwhelmed, and it's so simple. You sound like me when I talk to my patients in the office. It's just move.
Yes.
You know, take it stepwise. Get off the couch. Walk to the kitchen. Then the next day, walk to the street. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do. And, you know, actually, believe it or not, Honey Nut Cheerios has partnered with MyFitnessPal in a healthy heart challenge or a whole heart challenge where you can actually make eating and lifestyle changes fun. And they're giving away prizes from now through the fall, worth up to almost $5,000.
Yeah, $5,000. Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy, right?
MyFitnessPal app, you could win up to $5,000. Hey, you know, so not only can it be fun, it can be worth your wallet to think a little bit more healthily. Why not, huh?
Exactly. Why not get paid to be healthy? How good is that?
I love it. So how do they get involved with the Heart Healthy Challenge?
So the Whole Heart Challenge can be, you can sign up for it at Cheerios.com/hearts-matter. So Cheerios.com/hearts-matter. And you can sign up. And it's a lot of fun activities. You earn badges and ultimately can win. The top prizes are in the range of $1,000 to $5,000. So you can make money while you're making your heart happy and healthy. And it's just a fun way to develop better habits.
Well, you know, and along that way, that's the thing that's so cool, is because when you make a statement and you get intentional about it, you say, okay, I'm going to think, I'm going to act, I'm going to do things that are more healthy, and you have, you know, an app like this that monitors that, you're surprised probably after a couple of weeks to go, hey, whoa, you know, I'm doing a lot more than I expected, and this is really cool. So when you monitor it and you hold yourself accountable, or even if you're in an accountability group, which is even better, because $5,000 we can share it among friends. I mean, you know, have a good time. Why not?
Exactly.
So, you know, again, the idea is that it will it'll invigorate you. It will encourage you to stay the course, right?
You're exactly right. Anytime we can make it fun and we can engage. And honestly, when I started tracking my nutrition, I didn't realize how poorly I was eating. And when I started tracking it with my MyFitnessPal and Cheerios, I determined that, wow, I need to make some serious changes, because you don't realize that eating out a couple nights a week can really impact your heart health. And skipping breakfast is an awful thing to do. And that's
right.
Why, you know, it really opened my eyes, even as a cardiologist. And I know it'll open our listeners' eyes.
Well, you know, you think about the sedentary lifestyle we have. I mean, and I'm sedentary by comparison. I mean, we have
gotten locked into our offices. We sit at a desk most days. We're kind of held down. And then after a hard day at the office, what do? We come home, we flip the TV on, and boom, we're back to sitting again. So, you know, some of these things we have to look at a little bit more objectively. And this is what I like about the Whole Hearts Challenge. It's going to cause us to look at things and say, oh, you know, as you said earlier, you know, instead of parking in the front row, go to the back row. You know, those extra steps can come in handy, and they'll serve your health well.
You're exactly right. You know, anytime we can make these little changes, and you know, you talk about sitting at work, instead of having a production meeting after your show, sitting in a conference room, well, you know, you could get the group together and walk around the studio or walk down the street and have a walking meeting. And
right.
That actually has been studied and shown to improve creativity, improve productivity, and it's going to be good for your heart.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, in doing the show, speaking of which, you know, we do about 10-minute segments with everybody. And in between, thank goodness, there are some commercials. It gives me about 3.5 minutes or so to, you know, stretch my legs, get out of the sitting position. So I have to force myself to do that. And I do it just because it makes me feel better. And I think that once you start with these little activities and you start to feel better, you go, whoa, I didn't even realize that something that simple could be so meaningful. Like I said earlier, it's not like you have to go out and run a marathon, right?
That's exactly right. You know, I think it's important if you haven't done any exercise in 10 years to see your doctor and kind of develop a plan in concert with your doctor, get screened, understand your numbers. But yes, the little things matter. And you may think that just going and walking to the mailbox is no big deal, but you'll be impressed. You walk to the mailbox this week, next week you're moving around the block, and
yes.
It just builds upon itself.
For you know it, you're running to the post office box.
Exactly. Then you're doing a spin class. Who knows?
Exactly. Oh, Lord have mercy. Get ready. All right. So, again, as we wrap things up, let's summarize the Whole Hearts Challenge because this is going to be a lot of fun, and we want you to win the big money, right?
Exactly. So make sure to get involved. Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios has partnered with MyFitnessPal. You get the app. There's lots of little challenges there. To get involved, it's cheerios.com/hearts-matter. I think it's a lot of fun. I'm involved. I want you to be involved. You can be competitive. You don't have to be. It's just going to make little changes a lot more fun.
Well, Dr. Kevin Campbell is an internationally recognized cardiologist who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of heart rhythm disorders. He is a medical expert for WNCN and appears weekly on the CBS Morning News, so that's why you recognize his voice, and you probably even recognized his name, and so it's great to have him here. So, again, cheerios.com /hearts-matter, right?
Yes, hearts-matter. There's
hearts-matter. Yeah, don't forget the dash, okay? Because we want you to we want you to be dashing a little bit here so that you can be a big winner. And don't forget, it all starts off with a good breakfast, right?
Absolutely. You got to have your Honey Nut Cheerios in the morning to get going.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Well, the heck with the goo-goo and the gaga, we give it to you straight here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez, 13 minutes before the top of the hour, actually. Al Parada joins us, the managing editor of the stream. You go to stream.org for all the details. Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Okay, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm watching all the, you know, all the stuff going back and forth. I mean, who would have thought an innocent little tweet would have brought everybody out of the bushes, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw that when I woke up Sunday morning. I said, oh, here we go. You just knew.
It's like, just light it up.
You know, remember, it's like back in the olden days before 2006, when presidents would take time off during the summer, they'd go away to Martha's Vineyard or go to their Texas ranch or something and give everybody a break. Trump doesn't do that. He's not giving anybody a break, and we kind of need it.
Right. Well, the deal is really when it comes down to it, Al, and I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, Joe Biden, in Joe Biden's world, I mean, he thinks what the squad did was brilliant. And, you know, and of course, this is from Joe Biden's mind, so you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt here. But really, what Trump has done is brought everything to the intersection of socialism versus capitalism. And this is what's being banged out here, even though, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the House is coming up with some, you know, some sort of, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're voting today, I guess, in some kind of censure of what President Trump had to say. Kind of interesting that they have the courage to target Trump specifically. But when it was her duty to specifically call out Omar, it all got homogenized. And because she failed to
act on it then, you know, these gals feel more emboldened. I mean, to the point that it wasn't that long ago, they threw the race card on her pumpkin head.
Yeah, not too long ago. That was last week.
Exactly.
Last week.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating to see. I mean, you don't, like you said, it's a headache when Trump does these kind of things. But again, it seems like his point seems to be is, oh, look, now all the Democrats are embracing these four radicals. They're going to have to own that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to
exactly.
own these four. And that's part of his point is that, again, it's nothing to do with race. It has to do with, if you don't like America that much and you hate it that much, why are you here? And well, he did something that's a little bit different than I think a lot of people, mm-hmm. is that he said, then come back.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, figure it out. Learn your lessons and then come back and teach us.
Yeah, when you see, again, context. What is the context of this? You have the terrorist attack on a ICE facility in Washington State by somebody who's echoing the words of AOC. You had people in Aurora, Colorado taking down the American flag and putting up a Mexican flag. This is the context of all this.
And put the American flag upside down.
Yes, which is a sign of distress. And again,
right.
Revolution. And so, you know, so there's...
Well, and then you got Kaepernick. 4th of July, you and I didn't get a chance to talk because you were out having fun with the family, deservedly so. Betsy Ross is now on the cutoff list. So no tennis shoes for you. And, and then of course we have a women's soccer team that everybody is, you know, wanting to come alongside and cheer with. And you've got the captain of the co-captain of the team really leading the team. And I wonder how many of the other women are sitting there going, hey, you know what? I'd love to go to the White House. I've never been the president of the United States. I mean, he may not be my most favorite guy. I may not send him a Christmas card. But nonetheless, I mean, he is the president of the United States. Why are we surrendering? Why are we going to go meet with, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer when we can go have, cheeseburgers at the White House?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. When you talk about the national women's team, and that it irked me because they're wearing USA across the jersey.
Exactly.
You're not going there to the White House as you. You're going there as a representative of the country. And 50% of the country might like the guy.
Clearly.
What do you? I'm sorry to say, it just really sets me off. That really sets me off. You're wearing the jersey of the United States of America, and you're disrespecting America in the process.
Well, didn't Americans support the women's team? I mean, didn't they donate money?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not as much as the men's team, I guess, right now. That could change in the next 10 years. Who knows? But, again, you want to cheer for the U.S. And that's part – and, again, that's the context of what Trump was trying to say. It's like, hey, it's – in his mind, it's – loving America or disrespecting America. Nothing
exactly.
To do with your skin color, nothing to do with your race, nothing to do with, you know, your shoe size, nothing to do with anything other than that.
Right.
And it's the kind of thing that would, especially, like, it would tick you off.
Right. Well, again, in the context, and then in the celebration, they disrespected the flag. You know, the flag is never to touch the ground. It went on the ground. Fortunately, there was somebody behind the three. Rapina was one of them, and then the two other gals, I think her name was O'Hara. I'm trying to remember her name again. I keep forgetting it. But she quickly went and grabbed the flag, took it off the ground, and, because she had the presence of mind to realize that, hey, look, that's not a cool thing to do. So that's what leads me to believe, again, that they're not necessarily all in lockstep with Rapino, who says that somehow the president doesn't like her. But, I had this vision, Al, this is just crazy me, okay, that if they had gone to the White House and celebrated and everything like that, I think it would have been fun if the president and Ivanka would have, dyed their hair purple. Just for fun.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Would that show some solidarity or something? I mean, hey, why not?
Again, and again, when you're, you know, Trump is Trump, but he's also a gracious guy. You show up at his house, it's going to be a gracious thing because he likes winners.
Yes, exactly.
Which is why, again, kind of circling back around, one of the, the fact he defended Pelosi the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pelosi can't stand anything he does, but I think Trump respects her.
Right.
And didn't like her being called a racist by these people.
Well,
so that's in part of the context, too.
Exactly.
Of what he's saying.
Well, he knows she's not a racist any more than he's a racist. And as you said, if you just said, hey, go back to your country. And in fact, when I first heard it, Al, my impression was, well, go back to your states, your own states that you got elected from, got major issues. Maybe they could use your help there. And then you can come back. You know, you don't necessarily have to go back to your own country. But you would think, especially Omar, who came from Somalia, I mean, wow. And to hear her talk that, you know, she's talking about one of her professors, how excited the guy got when he said Al-Qaeda, you know, and his shoulders went back with pride and all this stuff, like as if it was saying Mufasa or something, you know, and it was, you know, something to be feared and all this. And she's saying this, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, in the context of an American, a citizen, an elected official, you're so disconnected from the heart of the American people that that's the way you would disrespect us. But Nancy Pelosi does the same thing, allows her to align herself and, you know, support terrorists and take pictures with them and, you know, go to their events and support CARE, which is, you know, probably, what is it, a nanosecond away from being finally declared as the terrorist organization that it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. I was also thinking about this when it comes to AOC. I believe she's Puerto Rican descent.
Yes.
Okay. What happened last week? A lot of Puerto Rican officials were indicted, right?
Right.
For financial improprieties and, you know, squandering money and bribes and kickbacks and all that stuff. So maybe that's also hanging in the president's mind. Hey, you know, other places are messes that your family came from, you know. So, again, there's a context of what he said. Again, does it give everybody a headache? Yeah, let's be honest.
Right.
It was a headache.
Well, but yeah, exactly. He had so many going in his way. I mean, they were shooting. They were all in a circle, and they had everybody had their rifles pointed at one another, and they were, you know, with Nancy Pelosi in the middle. And Trump decides, well, I'm going to take one for Nancy. You don't have. But you know, but still, here we are. We're talking about, you know, really the issue here, and that is that here is a president coming off a 4th of July weekend, and it's just been one attack on American patriotism.
Yes.
You know, red, white, and blue, the colors that never run, you know, are under attack right now. And you go, wait a minute, give me a break here. I mean, we just had, you know, and he's been telling these stories of people who have come in and become citizens of this country that have left true oppression. And they come here and they thank God for the opportunity to come to America, not so much for themselves, but for their kids and their grandkids and what it will mean, you know, for their family to be part of the American fabric.
Yeah, that's what gets me is, you know, as like grandparents or immigrants, you know, and the stuff they had to deal with as being Italian immigrants during World War II. They tried to take my grandfather's radio away.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
You know, while my dad was over in Europe, you know, World War II.
Right.
So it's like we know what that experience is like, but they love this country. Mm-hmm. And We as citizens and who came from that background of people who came here to love and cherish this country and gave us the greatest generation and gave us what we have now, to see, you know, people storm the center and replace the American flag with the flag of another country.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think that what Trump has done is kind of opened up the valve and released some of the, you know, some of the air that was starting to build up here. And we're getting ready to, you know, end up in something that was going to be quite dangerous. So, you know, here we are. We'll have to see how this plays out. Al Parada. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.